far less neat and well cared for. Babylon was like this, a mixture of grandeur and squalor, of dazzling wealth and direst poverty, crowded together without plan or system within the protecting walls of the city. Behind him, had he cared to look, the noisy chariots of the rich jostled and crowded aside the sandaled tradesmen, as well as the barefooted beggars. Even the rich were forced to turn into the gutters to clear the way for the long lines of slave water carriers on the king's business, each bearing a heavy goatskin of water to be poured upon the hanging gardens. Ban-Seer was too engrossed in his own problem to hear or heed the confused hubbub of the busy city. It was the unexpected twanging of the strings from a familiar lyre that aroused him from his reverie. He turned and looked into the sensitive, smiling face of his best friend, Kobe the musician. "May the gods bless thee with great liberality, my good friend," began Kobe with an elaborate salute. "Yet it does appear that they already have been so generous thou needst not to labor. I rejoice with thee in thy good fortune. More I could share it with thee. Pray from thy purse, which must be bulging, else thou would be busy in thy shop, extract but 2 humble shekels and lend them to me, until after the nobleman's feast this night. Thou wilt not miss them ere they are returned." "If I did have 2 shekels," Ban-Seer responded gloomily,